The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello and welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're going to talk about how to improve your energy. If you have more energy, you boost your brain power. If you have more energy, your immune system improves. Your cardiovascular system improves. You get more muscle tone. Your bones get stronger. Your digestion improves. So we really need to increase energy to boost your brain power, improve your function so you feel better and live a better life. There are many ways to increase energy. The most important and easiest tool to implement immediately is exercise. I don't care if it's even just taking a walk a day, but you got to do something. You have to move your body. Sitting is the new smoking. You got to get off your butt. You got to move your body. That's how you increase energy. People, when they're tired, think they should rest and sit down. No, people who are tired need to move their bodies more. When you're tired and you exercise, you increase your energy. For example, if you wake up really early, start to go to exercise instead of going back to bed. You'll see that you have more energy throughout the day. So sleeping late, doesn't create more energy. It's not about sleeping more total hours to get more energy. It's about getting your deep sleep so you well rested, and then wake up early in the morning and exercise. You go to bed early, wake up early, and exercise first thing in the morning. You want to exercise when your testosterone is highest, when your cortisol is highest. That's in the morning. That's when you get stuff done. You don't want to necessarily exercise at night, which is going to increase testosterone, increase cortisol. That's going to make it more difficult to sleep if you have difficulty with sleep. If you have difficulty with sleep, you always want to exercise in the morning. Find something that you like to do, right? If it's a daily walk, or it's a bike ride, or you go swimming, or you go to the gym, or you play basketball, play soccer, play tennis, play pickleball, just get off your butt and find an activity that you like to do. Maybe it's Tai Chi or yoga or Pilates. Maybe it's dance. You could do line dancing and tango and salsa and merengue. You could do belly dancing, hip hop dancing, pole dancing. Really doesn't matter. Just find something that you like to do that's fun, that gets you out of bed in the morning. Say, I'm excited to do this. You know, you got to have fun also. A lot of people think exercise is work, but find something that you like to do. And exercise with weight resistance will also boost your mood, prevent osteoporosis, prevent heart attack, stroke, dementia. So not only do we want to do aerobic exercise, you know, which is something that gets your heart beating a little fast, gets you breathing a little heavy, gets you sweating a little bit. That's the aerobic. But you also want to do weight-resistant exercise. You could use your own body weight, like push-ups or pull-ups. Or you could use bands, resistance bands. You could use weights and dumbbells. You know, there's a lot of options for weight-resistant exercise. All right, so you got aerobic and weight-resistant exercise. Very important to increase energy to boost your brain power. Another thing that's important for energy, in addition to exercise, is oxygen. That's the second most important thing for energy. Exercise is number one, oxygen is number two. The air has about 20-21% oxygen. It's mostly nitrogen and carbon dioxide. So how can we increase that oxygen? One way is to get an oxygen concentrator. An oxygen concentrator is a filter for the air, sort of like a water filter that takes out the bad stuff. Well, you can get an oxygen concentrator that filters out the nitrogen and carbon dioxide and ends up doubling the amount of oxygen you breathe. So instead of breathing 21% oxygen, you'll breathe 42% oxygen. That is an oxygen concentrator. It's not an oxygen tank, which is 100% oxygen. It's an oxygen concentrator, which is a filter. And you can do that while you're working out on the bike, for example. You could do it while you're reading a book. You could do it while you're meditating. It's just going to increase your oxygen levels. You could do it at 10 minutes at a time, 20 minutes at a time, 30 minutes at a time. That's a way to temporarily increase your oxygen levels. Another way to temporarily increase your oxygen levels is to do breathing exercises. The best breathing exercise is to inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. So you do a really big breath in for 4 seconds. Then you hold it for 7 seconds. You just hold your breath for 7 seconds. Then you slowly exhale for 8 seconds. Slowly exhale for 8. You want to push out every breath. Get rid of that carbon dioxide out of your lungs. So the exhale is the most important. A lot of people focus on the big inhale. I want you to focus on that long push out exhale. Really push everything out. Get rid of all that carbon dioxide, because the more carbon dioxide you get rid of, the more oxygen you could let in. Carbon dioxide creates an acidic environment in your body. And when your body is more acidic, that's where disease loves. So the average human body has a pH of 7.4. We don't want to get more acidic from 7.4. We want to get more alkaline. If we increase oxygen and decrease our carbon dioxide, we'll create more an alkaline environment Therefore, you're going to have less chance of cancer, less chance of diabetes, less chance of heart disease, less chance of dementia, less chance of viruses and bacteria. They all love an acidic environment. So breathing properly will help to create a better pH value in your body. Not only do we want to do the proper breathing ratio of inhale 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds, but we want to be around a lot of plants, trees. When I bought my house, I didn't even go inside the house. I went straight to the backyard and I saw a whole forest of trees. And I said, this is my house. And my real estate lady, she laughed. She's like, oh, well, let's look inside the house first. I said, I don't care about inside the house. I said, I could do anything inside the house. I could chop down the whole house, make a new one. I don't care what's inside the house. Inside the house, I just sleep there. That's not that big a deal. I want to see what's outside the house. That's where I spend my time, is outside the house, in the yard, in the forest, in the woods. I have a creek in my backyard. I have so many animals. My backyard is the wetlands. Nobody could ever build on that. So you want to always be around trees. One tree gives enough oxygen for 5 people. But I like to reverse it. I like to be around 5 trees and do breathing exercises in the woods. Okay, you have to be in the woods. You have to be around trees and plants and nature. That boosts your brain power. That boosts your energy. You can even do grounding or earthing. That's when you take off your shoes and socks and you go and put your feet in the grass or the dirt. Or, you know, when you put your feet in the sand, how much better you feel. It's going to boost your brain power. Earthing. You got to be around nature. Always be around nature. Get out of the city. Your body and your brain likes nature. It likes oxygen. So in the house, you could get plants that increase oxygen levels. Spider plants, snake plants, money plants, aloe vera. Those are the top 4 oxygen producing plants. Snake plants, spider plants, money plant, aloe vera plant. All right, those are going to increase your oxygen. Another way to increase oxygen is the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. The hyperbaric oxygen chamber that increases oxygen level. It increases mitochondrial function, increases ATP production. It's going to boost your brain power. It's very good for brain function. If you want to prevent dementia, Alzheimer's, it's very good. If you've already had a problem such as Parkinson's or autism, some sort of neurologic condition, it's very good. If you've had diseases, bacteria, viruses, pneumonia, the flu, bronchitis, COVID-19, Lyme disease. People get really good results with the hyperbaric oxygen chamber because diseases, viruses, bacteria, parasites, worms, yeast, mold, it gets killed in 100% oxygen. So if you have this stuff in your body, one of the best ways to improve the function of your body and heal properly, including skin scars, lesions, affects your skin in a really negative way. Eczema, herpes, this can improve with hyperbaric oxygen chamber therapy. It's 100% oxygen and the pressure increases. And you feel like in your ears, like you're going in an airplane because the pressure changes. But that pressure squeezes all the oxygen into all your cells to produce more mitochondria. And that's how you heal the body. We have the hyperbaric oxygen chamber at Kaplan Brain and Body. It works very well. It's normally $175, but for the first 7 people that call, you can get it for free. All you have to do is call 646-221-6738 or email info@KaplanBrainAndBody.com. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about sleep and energy. We always want to increase energy with increasing our oxygen levels. And if we get better sleep, we'll get more energy. Now, how do you get better sleep? You have to improve your circadian rhythms. And the way to do that is to increase cortisol in the morning and decrease cortisol at night. When you increase cortisol in the morning, that's what we talked about, exercise. It's going to increase cortisol in the morning. You want to do a lot of activities. Get your body going, get your brain going, and not through coffee. You should not need coffee to increase your energy. That's not real. That's fake. It's like taking a drug. It's not real energy. You get real energy from exercise. And you get real energy from good, healthy, variety, colorful diet. You have to eat all the colors of the rainbow. When you eat all the colors of the rainbow, you don't even desire the bad foods. You don't crave the sugar. You don't crave the chocolate. You don't crave the ice cream. You don't crave pizza. You don't crave the bad food when you're eating all the good food. But you have to be consistent about eating good food. If you do it 21 days, that's it, 3 weeks. It's enough to rewire your brain. And what you do for 21 days is eat each color of the rainbow. So something that's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. Your life would change immediately after 21 days. But you have to work for it. There's no magic pill that's going to create your energy. There's no magic pill that's going to get you to sleep well. There's no magic pill that's going to improve your memory. People are always looking for this pill. There's no pill. The pharmaceutical companies are good at making you think that the real solution to your health is through taking pills. And guess what? Not only the pharmaceutical industry, the vitamin industry too. This is not the Jetsons. We can't eat through these pills. You can't get all your nutrients through pills. You can't fix disease through pills. But the good news is you have a walking pharmacy in your body. When you do those weight resistant exercises, it boosts your mood. You won't need antidepressants if you do the proper therapy at home. You won't need these pills if you do the right things at home. But you got to do the right things at home. You got to exercise. You got to eat all the colors of the rainbow. You got to do your breathing exercises. And now we're going to talk about sleep. You got to get your circadian rhythms in order. So the way to do that is to take a walk every morning during sunrise, even if it's just 5-10 minutes, and then take another walk during sunset, even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes. But the brain will see the sun rising and the sun setting, and it says, oh, in the morning, it's time to boost my energy, increase cortisol, increase testosterone, boost that energy, exercise, get stuff done. You can do computer work in the morning. It's better to get that blue light. So your computers and your smart devices, your cell phones and iPads and smart TVs, they have this blue light. And the blue light can interrupt your sleep at night. But we don't want to avoid necessarily the blue light in the morning because we want cortisol high. So the time to be exposed to light, sunlight, computer light, lots of light at home is in the morning. But at nighttime, dim the lights down, turn off the overhead light, just use the desk lamp. Turn off the TV, turn off the computer, turn off the iPad. Turn off your cell phone. You've got to turn off all the electronics at night. You got to dim the lights. You got to go outside when the sun's setting. And that helps with your circadian rhythms. The light, the sun, that's key. If it's 8 o'clock at night and you're eating food that boosts your energy and cortisol levels, the lights are on, boost your energy and cortisol. Your computer's on. Your cell phone's on, your TV's on. The brain is like, oh, I should be up right now. And that's going to interrupt your sleep, your deep sleep. We talked last week about getting that deep sleep, about those brain waves. You want to get in the delta. That's a good sleep brain wave. You go through the sleep cycle, but the way to get in the deep sleep cycle is to use the light. Don't have any stimulation at night. No lights, no electronics, no food. Don't watch the news. Don't read the newspaper. That creates more stress. How are you getting a good night's sleep if the last thing you're thinking about is World War III or inflation or political corruption or racism or whatever it is? You can't get a good night's sleep if that's the last thing you're thinking about because you just watched the news or you read the newspaper or you went on YouTube or you were on Facebook. And, you know, this stuff is everywhere. You have to unplug, especially at night. That's going to help with your sleep. You should get a good 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night, but deep sleep. In the winter, it's okay to sleep an extra hour to get 8 hours. In the summer, you sleep 7 hours. The best way to do it is you sleep from 10 to 6 or 10 to 5. And you wake up early and you exercise. You got to wake up early. You got to boost your brain power, boost your energy. And when you wake up early, you're going to be more tired at night and you're going to get better sleep. If you take a nap in the middle of the day, a lot of times that's going to interrupt your deep sleep. Then you're going to feel all groggy in the morning. You don't want to feel groggy in the morning. You want to wake up with energy. But you got to get your circadian rhythms in order. And don't take melatonin at night. That's fake. If you take coffee in the morning and melatonin at night, you're messing with your old cycle. You could do it on your own. You have to work on your sleeping habits. Start doing things at night without electronics. Start reading, start playing board games, start sewing, start journaling, start drawing. Take some class. Do something. Be social. Volunteer. Help others. But turn off the electronics. That's how you're going to boost your brain power, increase your energy, and improve your sleep. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We were just talking about how to improve your sleep, your circadian rhythms. It's controlled by your pineal gland. The pineal gland is related to your autonomic nervous system. You don't want to be in stress mode, what we call the fight or flight mode. You want to be in a relaxed state, the rest and digest. So a lot of people who have low energy, difficulty with sleep, anxiety, they're also going to have trouble with digestion because it's the rest and digest that comes from your vagus nerve. So if we want to get your vagus nerve and your autonomic nervous system going, your sleep cycle, we have to decalcify your pineal gland because the pineal gland controls your sleep. There's lots of healthy ways you can improve this pineal gland to decalcify it. Oil of oregano is a great way to help the pineal gland. Black seed oil, turmeric, raw cacao, chaga, a wide variety of algae. These are all ways to decalcify your pineal gland, which may help with your sleep. There are so many good natural solutions out there. The earth is full of all the remedies you need. But again, remember, don't always take it in pill form. It's not how it's found in nature. That's why I like, if I'm trying to really reduce inflammation, we're going to, just like the turmeric helps with the pineal gland, turmeric helps with inflammation. Resveratrol helps with inflammation. That's found in Japanese knotweed and the skin of red grapes. So you have all these healthy solutions out there. But we want to take these pills. The pills, not only medicine, but supplements, have impurities, contaminants. They have food dyes, sugar, stuff you might not be aware of. So just because it's natural doesn't mean it's healthy. Don't be fooled by all these marketing gimmicks. A lot of labels, natural, all natural. You know, it's like, I don't know, it's crazy, right? Like Snapple, you know, all natural, made from the greatest stuff on earth. And then you look in the ingredients, it's all artificial. I mean, it's crazy. It's all sugar and artificial flavors and, you know, artificial sweeteners. And I mean, the bottle lies. A lot of this is marketing to say, oh, it's sugar free. And you're like, oh, cool, it's no sugar. But guess what? They're replacing the sugar with some artificial sweetener that probably causes more problems than the sugar would have. It's not about sugar-free. That's not good. Or they'll have gluten-free. So I see a lot of patients with celiac disease or Hashimoto's disease. These are autoimmune disease. MS is another autoimmune disease. Psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis. People have all these problems with their joints in their hands. Lupus. They get like rashes on their face. Those are autoimmune disease. Sjogren's. You get dry eyes, dry mouth, dry skin. That's an autoimmune disease. Fibromyalgia, they got pain all over their body. Autoimmune disease. Hashimoto's and Graves, those are thyroid. People whose hormones are messed up. These are autoimmune diseases. And maybe you don't have to keep taking these pills, these thyroid pills. If you have autoimmune thyroid, you can start to eat healthier and your numbers will improve. And eventually you could reverse it and not have to take medicine anymore. Doctors aren't going to tell you that though, right? The pharmaceutical companies like that they can give you a pill that doesn't cure your disease because you have to keep taking it, but it helps you a little bit. It's like a Band-Aid just to kind of keep you level, but then you're a customer for life. However, if you started eating healthier, then you can reverse the autoimmune disease. Then you don't have to take the pills. Now, how do you reverse autoimmune disease? There's the big six, I call them, the big six foods to avoid for autoimmune disease. All those diseases I just listed, those are all autoimmune. Celiac disease, MS, lupus, psoriasis, all that stuff. Sjogren's, Hashimoto's, Graves, fibromyalgia, celiac, all autoimmune disease. The big six. Number one, coffee. Number two, dairy. Number three, gluten. Number four, corn. Number five, soy. And number six, alcohol. Those are the big six. You want to reverse your autoimmune disease? You start with those six. You check your numbers out and you'll see your antibodies numbers go down. Check it after 6 weeks. Let your doctor know. So anything you guys learn on my show, remember, everybody's an individual. This is not for 100% of the population. So anything we talk about, always double check with your doctor, make sure if that's appropriate for you. So that's for autoimmune disease. That's the way to reverse autoimmune disease. Because we were talking about being in that rest and digest state. When your vagus nerve is working properly, you're not in stress mode. You could be in a calm state, and the vagus nerve controls all your organs. Not only your sleep, but your organs as well. Controls your intestines, your stomach. It controls your heart. There's a lot of people with high blood pressure because they're in stress mode. Their vagus nerve isn't working properly. Controls your respiration, asthma, bronchitis. A lot of people who have lung disease have issues with their vagus nerve. They're not breathing properly. detox their lungs properly. Controls your pancreas, which is diabetes, basically. I'm working with this Japanese pharmaceutical company. I always deal with pharmaceutical companies outside of the United States. In Japan, the pharmaceutical companies, you know, they actually want to heal diseases and help their population. So I'm actually working with this Japanese pharmaceutical company. They invented this vagal nerve stimulator, and they found out that they're curing diabetes. But they don't really know how to evaluate the vagus nerve properly. So I am consulting with them as functional neurologist, and we're doing pre-tests with the vagus nerve. Then they're using their vagus nerve stimulator. Then we do these post-tests. You always got to do a pre-test and a post-test with research. Therefore, you can see your effect. And what they're finding is that the diabetes numbers, which are your fasting glucose and your hemoglobin A1C, they are found in with their vagal nerve stimulator, the numbers are going down. So let's say if your fasting glucose, a really bad fasting glucose, is like, 140, and they're showing with their vagal nerve stimulator, after about 6 weeks, it goes from 140 down to 120. And then 6 more weeks goes to under 100, which is normal. The hemoglobin A1C, which also helps to diagnose diabetes, now that takes about 3 months to change. So that you don't see right away. But after 3 months, we see major changes. Anything above 6 is not good for hemoglobin A1C. So if you guys have your blood work at home, take a look. Is your fasting glucose above 100? Is your hemoglobin A1C above 5.7? If that is, it's no good. Not only you got to start eating healthier and exercising, but you got to work on your vagus nerve. You got to work on your autonomic nervous system. That's going to help reduce your stress, reduce your cortisol at night, get better sleep, calm down your adrenal glands so you don't get as much fatigue. It's called adrenal fatigue. When you're in stress mode all the time, you strain your adrenal glands, and that creates fatigue. So a lot of people with low energy have adrenal fatigue, and we got to rewire their brain through a process called neuroplasticity to boost your brain power, calm down the adrenal gland, and increase oxygen, mitochondrial ATP production, and energy. That can be done through functional neurology. We actually do brain-based exercises. So some of the brain-based exercises you could do at home is the gag reflex. That works very well. Unless you have a history of bulimia, don't do that, or an eating disorder. But the gag reflex has been proven through neuroscience to stimulate the vagus nerve. Gargling also really intensely, humming, these stimulate the vagus nerve. It's going to get you in a more relaxed state. It's going to help with your sleep, calm down the adrenal gland, boost your energy, boost your brain power. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches? Or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about rewiring your brain through a process called neuroplasticity. Just like you can go to the gym to exercise your muscles, you can exercise your brain. People don't think about doing brain exercises. They understand exercise at the gym. People can understand eating healthy. People understand sleeping right. So all the stuff we spoke about, people get. We haven't spoke about water. That's important also. If you want to increase your energy and increase your sleep, to increase water intake, you should drink half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 150 pounds, drink 75 ounces of water. Best time is on an empty stomach first thing in the morning. Get some warm water, squeeze some lemon in there, a pinch of pink Himalayan salt to get your minerals. On an empty stomach first thing in the morning. Then you do it a half hour before each meal, and you do it at night. Always do it on an empty stomach when possible. That's the best time to drink water. Half your body weight in ounces. You don't want your brain to be dehydrated. Just like a grape, when dehydrated, shrivels up into a raisin, your brain, when dehydrated, shrivels up as well. That's going to affect your energy. It's going to affect your sleep, your stress, your depression. It's going to be more likely to get dementia, Alzheimer's. So you have to stay hydrated, especially in the winter with all this dry heat. Maybe even a good idea to get humidifier so you don't get dehydrated. But don't forget to drink water. Set an alarm if you have to. Really need more water in our bodies. That helps with blood pressure, helps with heart disease, prevent stroke, helps with digestion, helps with your skin, with everything. Helps with if you get cramps during your period, if you get headaches, dizziness, water is the cure for almost every disease. Nice, healthy, filtered water. And drink the water in a glass bottle or a stainless steel container. Have all the plastic water bottles. Some of that plastic leaks into the water. So it's always best to drink water from glass or from stainless steel. But drink half your body weight in ounces and on an empty stomach, all right? So getting back to neuroplasticity and rewiring your brain. So you could do brain exercises to stimulate your brain. You know, my dad is a dentist, and I was always jealous that, hey, you know, he gets all his patients, they brush their teeth, they floss, they do the mouthwash, they do the water pick. You know, people understand taking care of your teeth every day. But what about your brain? You have to take care of your brain every day. You have to do brain exercises. You got to challenge your brain. People blame their memory getting worse on age. It's got nothing to do with age. It's that you're stopped learning as you get older. If you get older but keep learning new things and keep exercising and keep eating healthy, then you're not going to get dementia and Alzheimer's. Even if everyone in your family has dementia and Alzheimer's, if you do the right things, you could turn off a bad gene. This is called epigenetics. So genetics is when your parents give you these genes and you're stuck with these genes. That's the old way of thinking. Modern thought is through the epigenetic theory. Epigenetics is where you turn off a bad gene. So if everyone in your family has diabetes and you have this diabetes gene, but you don't drink soda, you don't eat sugar, and you don't have bread and pasta and rice and potatoes, and you exercise every single day and you get good sleep and you drink the right amount of water and you reduce your stress and you improve your vagus nerve, you're going to turn off that diabetes gene. You can do it, but you got to work. If you have the gene, you got to work harder. If you have that Alzheimer's gene, you're going to work harder to turn it off than the average person. So the genetics just gives you a stronger possibility, but the epigenetics gives you the control. So you can actually turn off these bad genes by altering your environment. So if you have a predisposition to some brain dysfunction, you could turn that off by doing brain therapy. Now, how are you going to know whether you have a weak area of your brain? The best way to figure that out is through what's called a QEEG brain mapping. It literally is a map of your whole brain. What you do is you wear a cap. It looks like a swimmer's cap, but it's got all these points that are attached to the different areas of your brain, all the way from the back, the side, the top, the front. Literally, the whole brain gets covered on the surface with this cap, and it measures your brain waves, your alpha, your beta, your theta, your delta. So there's four different brain waves. It measures all the brain waves. And based on the location of where the brain waves are abnormal through this QEEG brain mapping, it could tell us where your brain's not functioning properly and can literally tell us what areas you need to work on. It will say, hey, you have this area which controls depression, or this which is anxiety, or this is insomnia, or this is sleep deprivation, or this is energy, or this is memory, long-term memory, short-term memory, working memory, sequential memory. Breaks all down. It says, do you have anger problems, aggression problems? It says, do you have heavy metal poisoning? Do you have a thyroid problem? Do you have intestinal inflammation? How's your dopamine levels, your acetylcholine? It measures all of this. It's really cool technology. It also measures your sensory, what's called your proprioception. If there's an issue with that, if you have an issue with ringing in the ears or floaters in the eyes, measures if you have problems like with ADD, or if you've had a concussion, what areas of the brain are damaged. So it literally analyzes the whole brain. Do you have balance problems, headaches, all this stuff? It's not invasive, so there's no radiation. It's not like a CAT scan or a SPECT scan that has all this radiation. It's not an MRI. You don't have to lie in some, you know, claustrophobic tube or take this, you know, contrast fluid that can affect your inflammation as well. So there's no risk. There's no side effects. It's no radiation. All you got to do is wear this swimmer's cap, and it measures all your different brain waves. And it tells us if your brain is functioning at a high level or if it's not. And it, you know, it also grades it. Is it really severe? Is it moderate? Is it mild? This test is normally $500. However, we're doing a special today where you could get it for only $21. All you have to do is call or text 646-221-6738. There's a lot of people that are calling. So if nobody answers, just leave a message, or you could do a text message. Just say you want to be one of the first seven people to take advantage of the brain mapping for only $21. You can call or text 646-221-6738, or you can email us info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Just say you want to be one of the first seven people to sign up for the QEEG brain mapping for only $21. Just say you're a listener of my radio show. We have two offices that you can do these in. We have one in New York City, in the West Village off of 6th Avenue in Bleecker. And we also have one in New Jersey as well, in Bergen County. So we have two offices, and you could do them in either office. It takes about Maybe 15, 20 minutes to do, but there's also prep time as well. So just be prepared for that. Okay. We also have another test called the VNG, video nystagmography. The VNG is another great brain test to tell you where the problems are. And the best thing about the VNG is it tells us the difference between the left side of the brain and the right side of the brain. Most people who have these neurologic problems have a difference in the left side and the right side. And that is key, because if we want to do neuroplasticity and rewire the brain, we want to make sure, hey, should we focus it more on the right side or focus it more on the left side? So the VNG is the best test for that. This is non-invasive also. There's no radiation. You wear these infrared goggles and you follow this red dot, and it measures different movements, fast, slow, up, down, left, right. So it measures all the different areas and can figure out, is there a problem more on the right side or the left side? That test is also normally $500, but if you're one of the first seven people, you can also get that for $21 as well. You could do both tests. So it's 646-221-6738. Or email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. My suggestion is to do both tests, the QEEG brain mapping and the VNG. You can get them both for only $21. And if you want, take a look at my website, kaplandc.com, to get more information. We also are on social media, Facebook. Our group is Kaplan Brain and Body. And Instagram, our also name is Kaplan Brain and Body. And we also have a YouTube channel, Kaplan Brain and Body as well. If you're interested in getting my book, you can go on Amazon. It's called Boost Your Brain Power, A Guide to Improving Your Memory and Focus. Hope you learned a lot today and enjoy the rest of your day. This is Dr. Eric Kaplan, and you just heard Boost Your Brain Power. We'll see you next week.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.